He is our Lord and He is our Savior. He is Jesus Christ. It is He that we worship today. Hallelujah. And we are those that have been selected to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Clap your hands today and just bless the Lord. I have the most beautiful moms in all the land. Amen. And to the mothers that are here today, I want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. And I want to remind you that you made it. Yeah, you made it. There have been days that it didn't look so promising, but you made it. There were days that you lacked a little encouragement, but I'm here to tell you, you made it. You are the epitome of what is written. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. I celebrate you today. I applaud you today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Stand to your feet and let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Give Him thanks for all of the mothers today. To all of the children and the grandchildren of the mothers, turn to your mom and just love her in some way. Just reach out. That's right, right now. That's right. Reach out to your mom and give her a hug. Give her a wave. And just love her. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We welcome in the spirit of Christ all of our family and church family that meet us here each Sunday in our virtual church across the nation and I guess the globe. It's so humbling sometimes to know that we're reaching so far from right here in such a small place. Amen. But I want to let you here know that are right here that each Sunday your amens and your praise and your worship is helping to fuel someone who is not able to be in this place. Amen. May not be their inability. It's just that they wanted to just tune in because they hadn't got enough yet. Amen. They worshiped at their place of worship, but they come and they join you. So there are so many different reasons that people have joined in with us this morning, but they are here, and I want to appreciate them this morning and say to all of the moms out there, to my mother-in-law, Lena Dolores Patterson, Happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. And also to my loving sister who has a testimony this morning, I say to her, Joel Maxine Lesears, Happy Mother's Day to you. Those two women that are not here, I need to call their names this morning, because my sister this morning, as I talk with her, I say I watched her video as she walked back into her home because a month ago she couldn't use the legs that God had given her, couldn't use the hands. She was completely paralyzed. Hallelujah. But she said to me when she was in rehab last week, I'll be home for Mother's Day. Now, I don't know what string she pulled, but I know what prayer she prayed, because that's exactly what she did. She walked home for Mother's Day. When I talked to her this morning, she said, I'm getting ready for church. And I almost fixed my mouth to say, maybe you need to take it slow. I say, you do it. If that's what you feel like, you do that. Amen. You go and you worship Him. She said, I know if I get too tired, I know how to say take me home. but I'm going that way. Amen. It's just a wonderful thing to be here. And to everyone, we say good morning and praise the Lord. Clap your hands again. God is a good God. Yes. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. God is a good God. He's a real good God. He's a real good God. I say God is a good God. Come on, y'all. God is a good God. He's a real good God. He's a real good God. Yes, he is. 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 I say God is a good God. God is a good God. He's a real good God. He's a real good God. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise his name. 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 I come to clap my hands. I come to clap my hands. God is a good God. 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 He's a real good God. He's a real good God. Listen, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified me. One day he's coming back, glorious day. What you got for me, Lord? 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 One more time. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder working power in the precious. Come on and clap your hands. That's right. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my... Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my... Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my... Every realm goes high and higher, since I laid my... Every realm goes high and higher, since I laid my... Clap your hands. What you got
for me, Lord? What you got for me, Lord? What you got for me, Lord? Send it on down, Lord, let your Holy Ghost. What you got for me, Lord? What you got for me, Lord? Send it on down. What you got for me, Lord? Lord, let your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 I want to gather scripture this morning. Very special scripture from the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, and it's the fourth chapter. The conclusion to the story that is given us about Ruth, the wife of Boaz and the daughter of Naomi. I want to read about this mighty, magnificent, miraculous character in the person of Ruth. And in chapter 4, beginning at verse number 13, is where I take up in reading, and it says, "So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son." I want to point out that this is Ruth's second marriage. The circumstances are not important, but not everyone can make the claim of just having just one marriage. This is her second marriage. It's a blessed union. It's blessed by God. And the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in all of Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Such a wonderful story, the story of Ruth. There are so many things in it that gives life to me, because it is a story of God making perfect that which is just filled with imperfection. Ruth, a Moabitess, which is the offspring and the lineage of an incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughters. That's who Ruth is. She is the Moabitess. She is the results of something that was considered ungodly and sinful to us because of Lot's behavior. But no matter how we feel about it, God came back in and he pulled back together something that was so disattached and so demeaning to us, and he gave it purpose. And then when he gave Ruth, the Moabitess, a husband, they were taken away. But God had a greater plan, because he wanted to connect that which was pure with that which was impure to make it perfect. Greater is he that is in us, people, than he that is in the world. And I wanted this to be a story to you today. Whatever your situation is, there is no situation that is so messed up that God can't come in and make it perfect. He will come in. Somebody say amen right there. He will come in and he'll make a situation perfect. Children, here's a mother-in-law who's raising a son-in-law that is not her biological son-in-law, because her son didn't give Ruth this child. Boaz did. But Ruth turned and gave her son that she gave birth to her mother-in-law that is no longer her mother-in-law, really, because her son is dead. Don't you see all of the crooks and the turns and all of the things that are complicated? And if I were to ask you today, who could raise their hand and say that they have a complicated life? Every hand in this room would go up. Life gets complicated, but God can come in and bring perfection. Three things about Ruth that excites me today, because number one, she is a woman of commitment. Yes, she is. She's a woman of commitment, and also she's a woman of courage. And Ruth is a woman of character. And you should be able to say that about yourself today. A woman of commitment, a woman of courage, and a woman of character. That's what Ruth is. Amen. And I pray that you be blessed by this story. And when you have a chance, read it. If you find some of the things that I've said about Ruth to be shockingly news to you, read the story. But you have to go back even into the book of Genesis to find where things started to come down. Lot, you know, in his little escapade with Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know, things just kind of start spiraling down. But God came back and he pulled all that back together again. And I want to take this time now and just minister to you and tell you also, just because people have some blemishes in their life, don't count them out. Don't count them out. And I said to someone recently, I said, I don't really like anyone to tell me, to make me feel better by saying everyone has a past. I'll usually say something back to you, because you're kind of telling me in no uncertain terms that you agree with a lot of the things that's been said or things been told. Not all of them are true. Everyone's past is unique. So don't just bottle me up and put me in a can, shake me up and say everybody has a past, because your issues were unique. Someone who had a problem with alcohol in the past and your situation with alcohol are two different things. It's two different things. Everyone's situation in their past is unique. Don't bottle them up and just say, oh, everybody has a past. You're trying to tell me that I was washed by that. I want to show you recovery today. Hallelujah. I want to show you what happens when God rehabilitates. But you cannot overlook my situation and just say everybody has a past. Everything that I have gone through has helped to make me who I am today. And what I had to go through wasn't your assignment. It was my assignment. So when I look at it and I look at the blemishes in my past, I also see the uniqueness of my blemishes. And I say that was for me. So don't sum it up by telling me everybody got a pass. And I'm not going to look at you and try to make you feel better, because all you're trying to do is butter me up and you're saying that I'm not judging you for that. But I don't really need you to do that. It's because no, now there is no condemnation. My God, my God. I'm sorry that I feel this powerful about God, but I just can't help myself, because I'm his and he is mine. And we need to really be delivered from the opinions of others, because we say that what people say don't really bother us, but for real though, I'm just saying, for real though, a lot of how we feel right now is contingent upon what others have said and how others feel. But I need you to shake that thing off today, and I need you to put it behind me, and you need to say, Lord, everything that you brought me through, you put me in it because you knew in the end, I was going to win. Now look back over it and praise him. I know it's behind you, but praise him for it. And say these words, Lord, if it had not been for you. That was on my side. Are you glad because you did what you did? No. But are you glad today that you are who you are to him? That when you didn't even have the mind to do right, he kept you far from just being totally wrong and brought you through with his blood. It's his precious blood that does that. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. My Savior, I've come to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You can get in right there. Come on and open your mouth. I love you, Jesus. I love you. That's right. I worship and adore you. I worship and just want to tell you. Just want. Tell him how you love. How I love. Lord, eternal God, I thank you today for the so many, many blessings that you have blessed us with. And we are the recipients of the totality of your grace. We are the receivers. We are the end users of a mercy that is everlasting to everlasting. And for that today, God, these two facts of salvation have made life worth living in an abundant way. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a grand opportunity. We seize it. We maximize it, O Lord. We look now for this moment to catapult us into the promises of our blessed future, our next minute, our next hour, our next day, our next month, our next year. We look now, God, to embrace this moment as a precious moment to worship together. God, some desired, weren't able. Some right now want to, but can't figure out how. That's where you come in, God, and that's where we make our plea right now. Continue to make ways where ways are not possible. Do the impossible, because with you all things are possible. Do it for someone right now that's listening
in this nation, in some other nation, in this country, in some other country. Someone that's tuned in right now need to hear that you care for them, you love them. And God, we are taking the wings of this medium, the internet, and various other mediums. And God, we're pressing out now through this prayer with your word and power that you are a deliverer. Heal, oh God, bless and deliver all of those that are hearing the very words that come forth. Let someone now, God, feel the euphoria of your presence. You're just that mighty. You're just that magnificent. And right now we say thank you in advance for the experience that we're having and that we will have. Bless the mothers in this house and all over the land. And God, right now, we say thank you in advance. We lift up our holy hands as a show of victory. We are overcomers. We lift up our hands for the breakthroughs. We lift up our hands right now because we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Ooh, I worship and adore you. Oh, just want to tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you more than anything. Come on, you say it with me. I love. Just want to tell you that I love you, that I love you, that I love you, that I love you. Come on, everybody on their feet. Let's do this together. Come on. I love you, Jesus. Take us there, Brandon. Take us there, Brandon. Take us there. Take us there. Take us there. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen. With great joy, today, I am excited to, you may be seated in the presence of God, you guys. God bless you all. I am excited to be moved in my spirit to reach out and to touch an old friend. You know, the internet's amazing. And it can bless you. It's amazing. To me, it's all the time because it's what I've set my mind to look for. So it never depresses me. What you say don't bother me. Because when I go at it all the time, it's going to be a blessing to me. I find things that other people can't find. And especially when you can put someone in your mind, but then there's an image, there's a video that let you see that they're still there, and not only are they there, but they're still holding on. And I was in a pastor's office, and they had a preacher on, and I was listening, and they messed around and said, I bet you don't know who that is, but they asked the wrong person, because I knew exactly who that was. Still sounding the same, and I turned it around, and there he was, my friend, Pastor Jerry Reeves. Now, not that I had forgot about him, but the internet reminded me. You have a friend named Jerry. And when I say we go back,
we go back. And I felt kind of moment like Elijah when he say, I run to him and said, Lord, ain't nobody left. Everybody gone. Everybody gone. Lord said, man, I got prophets still around here. They around here and they doing good and mighty things. And immediately, I permitted that moment that the Lord give me to become fruitful. And I sought out to get his number. First, I looked to see if I had it. And I don't know. What do? We switch phones. We do what? But it's one thing, I didn't delete it. I must have did something. I don't know. But I found that number. No, I didn't. I went to Messenger, back to the internet. And I inboxed him. Pastor Reeves, this is Pastor Hurd. Man, call me. Hours later, he called me. So we reconnected. I thank God for the internet. That could have happened another way, but that's what God used to make it happen. And I get blessed a lot of times like that. So my friend today is here with me, and I asked him to come over and to be a blessing to us. He is still yet pastoring in the great city of Leeden in the great state of Alabama. I don't know how many years it's been now. How many years? Don't tell nobody. 43 years. Man, God Almighty. Yeah, 43 years with one wife. That's the church, one bride, that church right there. And when I tell you, when I heard him, just as strong as ever. So it is certainly with a great degree of joy that I introduce to some of you and I present to others my friend who will bring the word of God this morning. He is none other than Pastor Jerry Reeves. Receive him by the elevation of your hand, Pastor Reeves.
Amen. Actually, first we reverence God. It's good to be here.
Oh my God.
It's probably been over how many years since we've seen each other? Okay. Okay. A lot of them.
12 at least, man. 15.
I thank God for this blessed opportunity. God is good.
He is.
Not some of the time, but he's good all the time.
Yes.
And each day I thank him for looking beyond my faults. I'm not like some of you. I got a lot of them. But in spite of my faults and my shortcomings, I lift my hands and praise him. So much has happened since we were together. God has saw fit for us to remain.
One more time.
And I'm glad we connected back.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
I want to invite your attention on 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 6 through 9. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 6 through 9. And it reads like this. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. I want to talk about finding hope in the midst of pain. Finding hope in the midst of pain. In this epistle, Peter is writing to Christians that are spread throughout Asia Minor, which is now modern day Turkey. These saints had been scattered because of the persecution from the Roman Empire. These believers were being persecuted not because they had done wrong, but simply following Jesus. They were being persecuted for being different. So Peter writes this letter in order to encourage them. He wanted them to find hope in the middle of what they were going through. Listen, if you will, as to what Peter says in verse 6. He says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while ye may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. I know what he's talking about. Pastor, when you enter into this Christian movement, you're going to have some grief. So these believers were suffering, and Peter says to them, it is possible for you to have both grief and joy in the midst of what you are going through. You can see there's a difference in joy and happiness. Happiness, you are happy as long as you got what you got. But when all of your sustenances are gone, so does your happiness. But if you got joy, you can hang on in there. Peter says, it's possible to be joyful in the worst situations. Some had no doubt lost their land. They had lost loved ones. Many had lost their careers. But yet, Peter says, they can still have joy in the midst of their multicolored trials. What is the secret to joy in trials? What is the secret for a Christian to have joy while suffering through bankruptcy, while suffering through cancer, while suffering through the loss of a child? Is it realistic that both joy and grief can exist together? And to those that don't know Jesus, that doesn't make much sense. The world that we live in desperately need hope in these end times. And I want to say to you, if you don't know Jesus, you better get to know him. For you understand, we live in a world of increasing fears. Fear of a nuclear holocaust. The fear of economic collapse. The fear of plagues like AIDS. Fear of this pandemic. The fear of terrorism. The fear of war. And in the political arena, right here in America, things don't look good. Yeah, so in the midst of all of this, then there is fear of life and fear of death. America is facing one of the worst crises that I've seen in my day and time. Not only is America concerned, but the eye of other countries throughout the world is watching America in this uncertain future. Politicians have gone mad. And our nation, right here in America, we need hope. Our economy seems like it's collapsing sometimes. And folk are losing their jobs. Houses are being foreclosed. Corporations that have been American icons for over hundreds of years are declaring bankruptcy. Retirement funds have been wiped out. Many people are feeling a sense of desperation for the first time in their lives. Things don't look good. I attend our national convention, the National Baptist Convention. I be involved in a lot of things going on. And during that meeting, but Pastor, there's a time where we see old friends or pastors who we have not seen in a long time. And sometimes we sit down and converse and talk about our experiences as being a pastor. And everybody in the convention is a doc. Hey, doc. Okay. How you doing, doc? Mm-hmm. How's the church going, doc? And of course, whoever you ask, they always extend it better than it really is. Right. Oh, doc, I'm taking in members, doc, I got so many members. How many you got? I got about 1,000, and I had a fellow tell me that, a well-known preacher, and I went to his church, and he didn't have about 200 folk there. But everybody's a doc, and things are going well, couldn't be better. And then when they get back, some of them, they discover that they've been voted out. But things sometimes don't look good. Let me ask you a question. Is there anybody here who has ever faced a crisis in your life? Nobody, will just keep living. Are you facing a crisis of pain, and are you struggling, trying to find hope? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. And I declare, I look pretty good. I think I look pretty good. But let me tell you, there are times in my life that I go through some crises. There are times in my life when even though I've been at the church for 43 years, there are some members there that still take me through crises. And we have experienced moments of hopelessness that have left us crumbling to the floor, sobbing and straining to breathe in the midst of our pain. Sometimes it has felt so overwhelming that it's been hard to imagine to be able to survive the heartache. Tragedy and pain can disorient you. We don't want to experience either one, but yet life keeps bringing us heartaches. I don't care who you are. Doesn't matter how much you pray. Doesn't matter how well you attend the worship service. It doesn't matter how well you treat folk. Pain will still show up. Trouble know where you live. Trouble's got your telephone number. Trouble has your street address. Do I have a witness? Thank God for caller ID. Because when the bill collector calls, I don't have to answer the phone. But trouble is going to show up when least expected. And when trouble come, when pain come, when heartache come, you can't think straight. Do I have a witness? You're looking for your hat and it's already on your head. You're looking for your cell phone and you're already talking on it. Our egos try to keep our lives tragic and pain free. Nobody can escape the struggles of life. And our goodness and our faith does not make us immune from suffering. God, you understand, never promised that life would be without pain. He never promised us that every day would be sunshine in our lives. We are promised that even though we have pain, but he's given us a promise, Pastor. And that promise is that he would never leave us and that he'd never forsake us. Doesn't matter what you face in life. I mean to tell you, if you got Jesus on your side, you can make it. Have I witnessed whether you're facing relational challenges, job difficulties, disability, financial struggles, critical health issues, the loss
of a loved one or other devastations, I'm here to tell you that there is hope. Hope is essential to life. And life without hope, people will descend into deep depression. And there are those that cannot or could not handle their situation. And they ended up committing suicide. And God can be found as the supplier of all the resources. We need to get through life's difficult moments. We also find God in the message of hope. And my sisters and brothers, this experience of pain will not have the last words. Jesus said to his disciples, he said to them, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But I'm glad that he did not end it there. But the master said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And my sisters and brothers, there are some benefits that are available if you got the Lord on your side. There are some things that can bring joy in the midst of your pain. We can rejoice, first of all, knowing that we've been born again. Do I have a witness? Knowing that you have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life. We rejoice because we have an undefiled inheritance. And because he is my father and I'm his child, thank God he shares with me what belongs to him. Yes, we have an inheritance that can never perish, that will never spoil, and that will never fade away. Yes, and then we rejoice because we have eternal security. I heard the master said that heaven and earth may pass away, but then he said, my word is going to last forever. We have eternal security, and the ultimate victory belongs to the power of love. Jesus came to bring us that message. Something abides beyond the suffering. The presence of one who has control of the future. There is a word of hope. And that our future, thanks be to God, is in God's love. Courage and hope sum up the resources we have to face our personal tragedies. And when we face our pain, and God does not promise to prevent pain or tragedy, but if we are fortunate, if we live long enough, we will experience and encounter pain over and over again. But I want you to know what God does is that he promised that no matter how much pain we have, why, I'm here to tell you that he promised that he would be right there with us. the heaviness. And I want to say to you that no matter what you go through, my Lord, it does not matter how dark your way may get sometimes. Yeah, it does not matter how few your friends are. Why, and I want to say to you one thing, don't lose your hope. Have I got a witness? Why, in the midst of your pain and in the midst of your tribulations, why, you remember what Jesus said. My Lord, he said, Lord, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Didn't he say it? My Lord, and I want to say to you that I made up my mind a long time ago. Storm may rise and wind may blow, but I made up my mind. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, Lord, I may lose the house I live in, but I'm going to hang on to my hope. I may lose my bank account, but I'm going to hold on to my hope. Friend may walk off and leave me by myself, but oh, I promise the Lord I'm going to hang in there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No matter what you are going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand. God told me to tell you, be not dismayed, whatever betide you. God, good God Almighty, I say, God, oh God, do you know what I'm talking about? Oh God, yes, sir. Anybody know he's a deliverer? Yes, he is. And I can't speak for you, but I speak for myself. When I got in a mess, it was the Lord. He had to reach way down to pick me back up. Have I got a witness here? Anybody know? Would everybody walk off and leave you? Anybody know? God will. Good God Almighty. I say God will. Oh, God will make a way for you. Hold on. I said, hold on. Is there anybody here? Are you holding on? Don't you fool me. Is anybody here? Are you holding? Is there anybody here holding on? Anybody here know God will? Won't he pull you through some stuff? Yes, he will. But everybody done shut the door on you, God, he'll be right there. I love him. I said, I love him, Pastor. The reason why I'm going to hold on, because one Friday, that's what I want to talk about. It was one Friday. They whipped him all night long. They marched him from Judgment Hall to Judgment Hall. He never said a monument. They put a cross on his shoulder. They marched him up Calvary's Hill, put nails in his hands and put nails in his feet. They hung him out there on the cross. between two thieves. He died. I said he died. Anybody know he died? Anybody know he died? He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder. But before he died, he looked up and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But that's not the end of the story, Pastor. Be laying in a borrowed grave all night Friday night, all day Saturday, and all night Saturday night. He lay in the grave. But good God Almighty, it was early. I said, it was early. Is there anybody here? No, he got up early. I said, it was early. Early. Oh, Sunday morning. Anybody here? Any witnesses here? No, he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hands. Hang on in there. Hang in there, preacher. Hang on in there. One of these days, trouble are going to soon be over. One of these days, all my heartache and all my pain is going to be over. I wonder, do you know him? Anybody know Jesus? What do you think about him? He's all right. What do you think about Jesus? He's all right. What you think about him? He's all right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 He's been good to me. The Lord has been good. Been mighty good to me. I've been bad sometime, but he's still been good to me. Anybody out there know the Lord has been good to you? God bless you. You can find hope in the midst of your pain. Lord, he's been so good to you. I sat down through the years. You know the Lord has been good to me. Oh, now the door of the church is open. I'll say that one more time. Listen. I sat down through the years. You know the Lord has been good to me. Oh, down through the years. You know the Lord has been good to me. Oh, down
through the years.
Help me to sing. You know the Lord's
been good to me.
Been good to me. He's been good.
Good
to me. This is what he did for me. You know he woke me up this morning. You know the Lord has been good to me. Oh, you woke me
up this morning.
You know the Lord's
been good to me.
Church, he woke
me this morning. The Lord's been good to me.
He's been good. The door's open. Listen, you know he started me on my journey. You know the Lord. Oh, he started me
on my journey. The Lord's been good to me.
Church, he
started me on my journey.
You know the Lord. He's been good. Listen, listen. He's been good. Stay there. The Lord has been good. Help me to say. He's been good. The Lord has been good to me. Listen. He watched over me all night long. But when I got up this morning, I was clothed in my right mind. I still have the activities of my limb. Is anybody out there? Has God been good to you?
Been good to me.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah.
I sat down through the years. The Lord's
been good to me.
Oh,
down through the years.
Said to know
the Lord's been good to me.
Clap your hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hope in a time of trouble. Our faith keeps the wheels turning. To those that have joined us on the air, as we leave you in this next minute, this has been the Lord's vessel, Pastor Jerry Reeves. Is it First Baptist in Leighton? First Baptist in Leighton. It's First Baptist. Galilee Baptist in Leighton, Alabama. If I don't see you on a Sunday morning and you're down at Galilee, I ain't going to be upset. Because I got a feeling somebody going to know where's his church just in case we're streaming on a Sunday and not live. Galilee, right on the old Highway 20 as you're going through Leighton, Alabama. Amen. And that's my friend. I know my sister remembers Pastor Reeves, but some of you all
this is your first time hearing him. Now my wife's gonna say, I already know. I didn't look back. That's the preacher. Yeah. Sister Tracy, you remember Pastor Reeves. Yeah, yes. And when I heard him, didn't I tell you? You're seeing now that he is the epitome. I was once young and now I'm old, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed beg bread. Strong, mighty God. That was some preaching, wasn't it, Brother Eddie? I saw you over there kind of twisting, like, don't let him get a mic right now, because he'll take it on. God bless you. As we leave you, we look forward to seeing you next week on the air, on our streaming channels. Don't forget to use, I want to thank those that are supporting ministry by giving. You know who you are, and I know you didn't give it for any recognition, and you don't give, but I want to thank you for your gifts and using the mediums. Some are doing it by mail, others through the in-app application. Get the Bishop D.A. Hirth app so that you can have the one touch joining us for whatever many services we have as well. You can make your contributions there most securely and safely. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you here next week on our streaming channels. For those of you that are here,
don't have much to bring up. You see, my heart's torn to pieces. They sin my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there. You can just leave me there.
God, we bless you. God, we give you glory. We take this time to give you honor. We take this time to tell you about what you mean to us, God. Because you're good. You're the great and mighty God. There's none like you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, lift your voices and let's sing unto the Lord. We worship. Bible says that the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Hallelujah. We bless you for today. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. Come on.